Liam, I suppose having led twice in that tie, you'd at the very least have expected to take Stalybridge back to Dales Lane. How are you feeling?
I think that's the disappointing thing, the fact that we led twice. Did we deserve it over 90 minutes? No. We were second best for probably 90 minutes, but we knew it would be tough. We knew a few players are missing as well, so we knew it was going to be tough. I just think to be leading twice and to concede from a corner like we did, and then to concede the last goal like we did, I think we probably should have had a penalty, but that would have been, look, Stalybridge have been the better side and deserved it. And I think that this might be a little kick up the backside for us now, because we've won the last three, and I think sometimes, you know, midfield runners start running in behind and we think, oh well, you know, we've won the last three, and I think it's just we lost a bit of focus throughout the game. And like I said, the players are disappointed. I'm disappointed. It's a great competition to win games in and to face conference sides. But, you know, we're concentrating on the league get back to basics.
You often say you learn a lot more from defeats. You were out on the pitch after the final whistle giving sort of messages to your squad, quite a lengthy sort of talk with them. What was the overriding message that you were delivering to them? I see you pointing to your head a little bit. Sort of, was it concentration that final 10-15 minutes?
Yeah, I think it's game management, and I said to them, they're young lads, and sometimes it's easy for me to stand in the technical area and talk about concentration and game management, but for some of them it's something new to them. They're new to the level of football, and I just felt to lead twice away from home, you've got to be looking at getting something. And I just felt we lacked the intensity we have over the last three games. And we in the final third, our execution was poor, and we looked to sit a little bit deep, you know, to deal with Dickinson, and we dealt with him for most of the game. You know, he's going to win headers, and you know, he's a good player, but we dealt with him. And when we counter-attacked, it was very the balls that we were looking to play sort of down the sides of the centre halves and in behind the fullbacks were just not executed with quality, and I think it was just a lack of quality in the final third, because we had a few situations where we could have, you know, got a free runner in. Again, would it have been unjust? Yes, but you know, it's football.
You've said concentrating on the league in your first answer. You've got a big game against Stafford, a few sort of crucial games to come. Your main goal now, as you said when you arrived, is to take Rushall out of the relegation zone and back towards the safety of mid-table, and that's going to be your aim for the next few weeks now.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we've got two really difficult games coming up. Two away, three away games this week now with here. Stafford and then Workington, so it's tough, and I've said it, you know, not to get carried away with the victories, because they've been sort of roll your sleeves up, roll your socks up sort of victories. They haven't been pretty, and today wasn't pretty, but we before we're open, we need to make sure we're defensively strong, and we have been other than today, you know. And again, I think in terms of chances, you know, we created enough chances. That we were lucky with a few that they had as well, a few goal line sort of scrambles, but no, we're concentrating on the league. We've got a job to do. We know that if we can, you know, get another win in the next couple of games, it'll be massive for us. So we go Tuesday, go and work hard and see what we can get out of Stafford. It'll be a tough game. And you know, we'll be better than we were tonight.
Finally from me, since taking over in mid-October, have you seen enough this afternoon and in the few games before that to think, you know, you're going to lead them up the table now?
Yeah, I think there's a good group of lads. There's just a lot of work to do, but for me, I think when it is our day, we'll win football matches and we'll win back-to-back games, or we'll go on a good run, and I think that's the positive thing. But I did say to them that there are going to be days when it ain't going to be our day, and it's about how we react and how we are mentally in terms of going back out and performing again. And I just think, I said to them then, Tuesday's massive for us. You know, we forget about today now. This was your competition to go and progress in. Obviously, there's the financial rewards, but, you know, we were bottom of the league when, you know, joint bottom when I took over. So we're making big strides, but there's also, you know, there's always going to be sort of taking a step back to move forward. And I think if we can go and win Tuesday or get a positive result Tuesday and get a result next Saturday, it will be, you know, it will be worth it.